Let's pray. Lord, as we open your words this morning, I pray that you will help us to understand more of what it means to be your child. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Well, our story today, that was brilliant, wasn't it? An amazing story. Let me read you the version from the New International Bible. It says this. It is Mark chapter 10, and just three verses. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them and blessed them. And I love this story. Recently, I've not been able to read those words without choking. I don't know what it is, but I just love that story. Jesus would love this. Jesus would love the fact that we are celebrating having children as part of our family, part of our church. And it has been a fantastic morning already. I have so enjoyed seeing all these tiny ones and the bigger ones in the middle who I knew as very tiny babies. We can learn so much from children. Jesus says in this passage that children are the most important thing. That's why in our story we heard it termed God's kingdom is for the kids. Or in the New International Version, the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. You know, there are lots of accounts in Scripture where Jesus emphasizes the importance of children. In fact, that story, the story of Jesus blessing the children, appears in three of the four Gospels. And it's this emphasis on the importance of children in the kingdom of God that still continues to drive me in the work that I do today. Now, I did say to Sue in the office beforehand, my title was Regional Children's Specialist, and I don't know who ever dreamed that up to present in front of people. It's a terrible thing to say, I'm a specialist. But actually what I enjoy doing in my work is bringing the experience and the passion that I have for working with children alongside leaders and into children's events and things. And I really love the work that I do. It is a crazy, crazy job. I have four divisions to look after. There's our Division 7 in Somerset, Devon and Cornwall, very nice to drive, but not in the winter. South and Mid Wales, which is another country, let me tell you. And the Southern Division, including the Channel Islands, where I am next week. And it is a total privilege to work alongside leaders and to meet children in an array of different situations. And many of you will know that prior to this, I worked for almost 12 years at divisional headquarters in Birmingham as the divisional children's officer. And by the end of my time there, that was July 2016, I realised that I had the opportunity to journey with many children and young people. Some of them, I'm seeing them right through into summer school as teenagers. And you will remember me, way back in the day, always on about children. And that's what I was like in the West Midlands Division, always on about children. Record broken, that was it. Stuck record, that's the word. But it caused me to think all the time about the place of children in the kingdom of God. And one of my favourite passages is found in Matthew 18, and it says this: the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." There were the disciples with Jesus all the time, and I think sometimes he must have been exasperated with them, because where recorded in Scripture, we sometimes see what seems like really ridiculous questions. Grown adults saying, "Jesus, who's the most important around here? Let it be me." And Jesus turns all that on its head. I like to imagine the disciples sitting with Jesus in the temple, listening to him, Jesus, their rabbi, their teacher. And they're asking him ridiculous questions. And very patiently, Jesus brings a child and stands the child in the middle of them. And Jesus says, "You know, look up to this child, because it's from this child that you will learn so much about me and the kingdom of God." And that's what I love about the Gospels, Jesus turning things on their heads. Jesus always challenged people to think differently. Jesus made it very clear in that story who were the most important in that particular gathering. You see, the values of God's kingdom are built on things like this. The meek will inherit the earth. The humble are those who are most blessed. And elsewhere we read in Scripture, Paul saying, "In my weakness, God's strength is made perfect." And in our story, once Jesus had rebuked the disciples, once he'd been cross with them, he said, "Unless you change and become like little children." Well, you've probably heard lots of people speak on this topic. Jesus wasn't suggesting that people should be childish. I think we're good at doing that all by ourselves. Jesus was suggesting that we should become like little children. Jesus was aware that people around him were not listening to God. In fact, still today, I think we find it difficult to listen to God. And I still don't think, this doesn't only just keep me in a job, this worries me. I still don't think we think about children and vulnerable people, adults, older people. I still don't think we have a handle on it. Just this morning on Radio 4, they were talking about refugees, and it disturbs me still that we reject children who are vulnerable. To experience God's kingdom in our own lives means that we have to be prepared to trust like a child, to be vulnerable like a child. And the picture of a child is exactly the sort of picture that we grown-ups can learn from. Some people might think that children are just naive, but actually, maybe that's a clue to how God wants us to come to him. And children are amazing. They have such capacity to learn to talk, to learn to walk, to learn to operate in the world that is around them. And I think for some of us, we lose that ability to learn from the world around us, to be prepared to open our eyes and our hearts and to see the things that God has given us. So many things that we should be in awe and wonder about. I've written down here, you've all heard the old adage, God hasn't finished with us yet. We've got so much to learn. There is an amazing piece of scripture, Luke chapter 10, when Jesus sends out the 72 and he gives them very practical instructions on what they need to do, very practical instructions. And he sends them out ahead of himself, he says, to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is near. And this is what Luke 10 verse 21 says. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. You have hidden the things of the kingdom from the wise and the learned, and you have revealed the things of the kingdom to the kids. I really believe that God reveals himself to children today. I have lost count, thank God, of the times when children have so blessed me by their deep wisdom, their incredible spirituality, their love for God. Their vision is incredible, even in the smallest child. I also believe that the kingdom of God is a mystery to those who refuse to humble themselves. And that's why in this piece of scripture, Jesus talks about the possibility of us never entering the kingdom of heaven. What did the Apostle Paul say in his first letter to the Corinthians? He said this, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I want us just to turn our thoughts to that story of Jesus and the children. Children are gathering around to receive his blessing. The parents are desperate for Jesus to bless the children. And then let's remember the text from Matthew 18. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I wonder what it means to be humble. I wish we had all day to talk about it. But I went to the Old Testament, to words from the prophet Micah. And actually, it's very clear there. It's not simple, but it's very clear. He has shown you what is good. What does the Lord require of you? What does the Lord require of me? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Friends, family, this is very simple. God wants us to come to him with a childlike heart. Jesus talked about us only having a mustard seed of faith. What he asks of us is we put our hand in his and walk in obedience and trust him. And he wants us to know that we are all his children. Let's pray.